Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be back on the podcast. As Rach said, my name's Bobby. I serve as one of the pastors here at the church. And man, I just want to say thanks for listening in. We're so grateful you make these part of your daily routine. Hey, if there's ever anything we can do for you, anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us an email. The easiest way to do that is hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com, or if you want to send it directly to me, it's just Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @sugarhillchurch.com. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about the simple idea that it is your choice. It's your choice. Probably about a year ago or two, I was in sort of this mentoring group, and I kept hearing the person leading it say, "You have agency." And at first, I wasn't really familiar with that phrase, but the more I've been around it, the more I recognize we do. We have agency. We have control. We have far more control over our lives than we often admit. Are there things we can't control? Absolutely. But there are a lot of things that we can control. And if nothing else, we can control how we respond to things. So at the end of the day, it really is our choice. Here's what the Bible reminds us of in this little book in the New Testament called Galatians. It says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, we are each responsible for our own conduct. Did you catch that? We're each responsible for our own conduct. See, the choices that we make are far more powerful than our circumstances. A lot of times we put so much weight in our circumstances, we think, man, if I was just in a different circumstance, things would be different. But the power that you and I have is the power of choice. It's super powerful. You may not like how complicated your life has become, but with few exceptions, no one's forcing you into that kind of life. And so when you think about the things that stress us, complicated life, burnout, stressed out, overcommitted, chances are no one is forcing us to actually do that. You actually do have the power to simplify your life. It's your choice. You have the power to do that. In fact, God expects us to assume that responsibility in our lives. I think God expects us to choose carefully how we live our lives and how we spend our time. Think about this. You have just enough time to do God's will while you're here on this earth. You have just enough time. You've been given just enough time to fulfill your purpose, to do what God wants you to do. Now, when you're doing more than what he has for you, of course you're going to feel pulled and torn. It's only natural you're going to feel that stress over your schedule. But man, I'm telling you, when you're doing exactly what he wants you to do, he's given you just enough time. And so my prayer for you today, as you think about this idea, is that you'll find relief from stress and you'll find this new sense of satisfaction as you begin to get crystal clear about doing only the things that God has created you to do. He says again in Galatians 6:5, we are each responsible for our own conduct. So what do you do with that? Well, today, maybe you want to pull out a blank piece of paper and just make a list. What are all the activities? What are all the responsibilities? What are all those things that are competing for your time, competing for your energy, that are causing stress? Once you've made that list, maybe you just take a few moments to pray and say, God, would you help me? God, would you help me to know what are the things that are on here that shouldn't be on my list, things that you did not intend me to do? And then ask him, God, where do you want me to focus my time? God, where do you want me to focus my energy? God, would you give me that clarity? Because here's what I found. With clarity becomes conviction and confidence that we can make choices, that it really is up to us. We can control our calendar and we can focus on what God has for us to do. Well, I hope you have a great day and we look forward to seeing you Sunday at 9:30 or 11.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.